I'm glad to see you here. What do you think this is? What could this possibly be wrapped up in this? What do you think it is? I want to tell you about a friend of mine who got a present wrapped like this one Christmas Eve. His name is Vince, and all summer long, Vince and his brother had helped a man in their community with chores around his house and on his property. They had mowed his lawn for him, and then when fall came, they had raked his leaves. They had done all kinds of things. And then at Christmas time, he came to their house on Christmas Eve and brought them several presents. He brought them some clothes. He brought them some games. And then he brought them something wrapped up like this. Vince told me that when he and his brother saw these things, they took the clothes and threw them on the floor. And then they took the games and they played with them for a while. And then they took this, and on Christmas Eve, they rolled it to a corner of their room and left it there overnight, intending to play with it on the next day, on Christmas Day. And so it sat there all night long, right next to the electric heater in their room. The next morning on Christmas Day, when they got up and unwrapped it and got ready to play with their new basketball, they discovered it no longer looked like this basketball. Instead, it had what you can only call a bulge or a protrusion on this side of the basketball, because where it had been next to that heater, it had just, something had happened with the rubber and the basketball, and it just got out of shape. And so they said, well, we'll try to play with it anyway. And he said, we went outside, and every time we tried to bounce it, it would hit on that bulge and go the wrong way. He said, or we tried to shoot it, and it sort of wobbled, or if you passed it, you couldn't pass it straight because it had that bulge on the side of it. And here's what Vince told me. He said, we took a great gift and put it in the wrong place, and we lost the gift. Now, they were about 10, maybe 11 or 12 years old, and so they said, well, maybe if we put it in a really cool place, we'll put it in the back of our closet, maybe if we put it in a really cool place overnight, that it'll go back to the regular shape. You know what? It never did. It had that big lump on it for the rest of the time they had that basketball. They took a great gift, put it in the wrong place, and they lost the gift. I want to talk to you about the gift that God has given us of life and eternal life through His Son, Jesus Christ. I'm reading from the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, the Word of God prophesies the coming of Jesus Christ over 700 years before Jesus was born. And the Bible says this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father." And then say that last phrase with me, Prince of Peace. That's who Jesus is. He is the Prince of Peace. The word prince there literally means ruler. And so when the Bible says that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, it means He is the ruler who brings peace into the life of everyone over whom He rules. It's just like Mark was sharing with the children. When Jesus Christ is the boss of your life, when He's the ruler, the king of your life, He brings you real peace. I want to spend just a few moments on this Christmas Eve talking to you about how Jesus Christ brings peace in our lives. And we can see it in the Christmas story that you heard a wonderful family in our church read so beautifully this evening. I want to take you to Luke chapter 2 and just think with me about what the Bible says about what happened on that first Christmas and what God did to bring peace to the world. The first thing the Word of God shows us in our passage is Jesus lights our darkness. Jesus lights our darkness. Verses 8 and 9 of Luke chapter 2 say, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear." Most of us haven't experienced darkness like those shepherds would have experienced that night and every night as they were out in their fields with their sheep, watching them and making sure they were taken care of. It would get so dark in those fields that you couldn't even see your hand if you held it in front of your face. And then in the middle of that great darkness, the Bible says an angel appeared to them so that they were surrounded by light. The Bible says the glory of the Lord shone around them. Literally, the Word of God says in every direction, north, south, east, and west, they were surrounded by light. You know, it's one thing to see a light. It's another thing to be in light. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, the Bible says the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. The Bible says when Jesus came, two things happened. First of all, people saw a light, but then even deeper, people had the opportunity for that light to shine on them. If you've ever gotten up early in the morning to watch the sunrise, you know that as soon as the sun begins to peek over the horizon, you can see the light of the sun. But it's interesting. You can see the light of the sun and still everything around you be dark. Everything in the landscape looks dark, even though you can see that light. But as the sun rises, you not only see the light, you're in the light. And everything around you is transformed. It's one thing to see the light of Jesus. It's a much deeper thing to come into the light of Jesus, to be in the light of Jesus. Maybe you're here this afternoon and you're experiencing some type of darkness in your life. God wants to shine the light of Jesus on you and on your life today. And that light begins to shine when you trust Jesus as your Savior. And then that light grows all the more bright as you walk with Him day by day as your Master and your Lord. Jesus came to light our darkness. But then also the Bible tells us Jesus awakens our joy. Jesus awakens our joy. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible records what the angel said to those shepherds. The Bible says, the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." They came to those shepherds in their darkness, and the angel said, "We bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people." Think about this. The angel did not say, "I bring you so-so news about mediocre joy that will be for some people." No, "I bring you good news of great joy for all people." Not too long ago, I was in a meeting, and before our meeting started, a pastor stood up to share a word of devotion and prayer. And he got up and he said, and he looked like this. He said, "Today I want to talk to you about joy." And he had my attention the whole time because I wanted to see if he would ever smile in his presentation on joy. He didn't smile one time. He told us a lot of things about joy, but he never seemed to have any joy. Can I tell you something? I'm not here just as a spokesman for joy. I'm a satisfied customer of God's joy. God has come into my life through His Son, Jesus Christ, and He's given me good tidings of great joy. And that joy is not just for me. The Bible says that joy is for all people. Here's what I've learned about His joy. His joy is so great that it goes beyond any circumstance or any sadness that I might experience or that you might experience. Sometimes people will come up to me at this time of year and say, "It's going to be a hard Christmas." A man came up to me, "It's going to be a hard Christmas," and I knew why. Because his wife, who he loved, had died in the past year. It was going to be a hard first Christmas without her. A young woman comes and says, "It's going to be a hard Christmas." And I know what she means, because this Christmas is going to be the first Christmas without her father there at the Christmas celebration. Can I tell you something? Even when sadness enters into your life, there is good news of great joy for all people, and that includes you, and that comes through Jesus Christ, God's Son. And so if you're here tonight and maybe you're experiencing some type of darkness or sorrow in your life, Jesus wants to shine on you, and Jesus wants to give you his joy. The Bible says Jesus lights our darkness. Jesus awakens our joy. And then thirdly, as we think about the gift that Jesus brings us at Christmas time, Jesus changes our eternity. Jesus changes our eternity. In verse 11 of Luke chapter 2, the angel continued and told the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." As the angel announced the birth of this baby, he used three words to describe Jesus: a Savior who is Christ the Lord. I want to take those words in reverse order. He is Lord. That baby who was born in Bethlehem is not just any baby. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. He's the sovereign God of all of the universe, and he came down. He was born in a humble place, and he died a sacrificial death because he loves you so much. He is Lord. And then the Bible also calls him Christ. He is the Christ. That's a word that simply means the Messiah. Jesus is God's anointed Messiah. He came to keep God's promise. He came to save God's people. He came to fulfill God's plan by coming and dying on the cross for us. And then Jesus is Savior. Think about that. God loves you so much that he sent a Savior, not only to be born, but to live a perfect life, tempted in all points as we are, and yet the Bible says without sin. And then he came to die sacrificially on the cross for you. Lord, Christ, and Savior. One of my favorite Christmas verses is John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus came to change your eternity. Why was Jesus born? He was born to save you. Why did Jesus leave heaven? He came to save you. And what would happen if Jesus had not come to earth? And the sad answer is no one could be saved. But because Jesus came, he will transform the eternity of everyone who trusts in him. It was a cold, cold, cold Christmas Eve. And there was a little family that had just a few weeks earlier moved into a rental home on the outskirts of the town where the man had gone to work. Just a small family, a mom and a dad, two young children. And they were living in a rental house. They were glad to have that house. It was small, but it was nice enough. And it was owned by Mr. Whately, one of the most wealthy men in town. Mr. Whately was known throughout the town as a strong Christian who loved and cared about people, and he had some rental houses, and so this little family lived in his rental house. Christmas Eve, and somewhere as it was getting later into the evening, the furnace in that house just stopped working. And the man tried to get it restarted. He couldn't get it restarted, couldn't figure out what was going on. It was getting colder and colder, like some of these nights that we've been having here lately in this area. And so the man got on the telephone. He called Mr. Whately. He said, "Mr. Whately, I know it's Christmas Eve, but it's getting really cold. Can you please send someone? Our furnace has gone out, and I don't know what to do to fix it. Can you please send someone to help?" And so Mr. Whately said, "Sure, I'll be glad to send someone." They hung up the phone. About 30 minutes later, a knock came on the door. The man opened the door, and there he stood, Mr. Whately. And he was wearing a suit and a tie and had in his hand a toolbox. And the man said, "What are you doing here, Mr. Whately?" He said, "Well, I've come to fix your furnace." And the man said, "Well, it's Christmas Eve. I can tell you were doing something with your family." He said, "My family understands. And it's a cold night." And he pointed to the two kids. He said, "I don't want them to get cold tonight." He said, "I know how to fix your furnace." And so the man invited him in. Mr. Whately went to work, and in just a few minutes, he had the furnace working, and the house was starting to heat up again. And as he was leaving, the The man said to him again, "Why would you have come? I thought you would send somebody." And he said, "Well, it's so cold, and your need is so great that I really wanted to come myself." According to the Word of God, when it came time to save us from our sins, God knew the need was so great that He came Himself. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that's what happened. God came Himself to save us from our sin. Unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And He'll transform your eternity today if you trust Him as your Savior and as your Lord.